Live from historic downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, home of founding father James Wilson, 19th century hymn writer George Duffield, 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, and sports legend Jim Thorpe. It's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now here's your host, Chris Arnson.
Well, we have an ex-Black Magic woman on today. Her name is Jennifer Niza, and last time she was on the program, which was only a week ago, she was on last Thursday, the 14th of December. I was mispronouncing her name, I just found out. I was calling her Jennifer Niza. It is Niza, and she has returned to the program already to discuss a very important topic. Jennifer Niza, who is a former occult practitioner and psychic medium, who was delivered out of darkness and into the light and saving arms of her sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King, Christ Jesus, is going to be discussing pop culture and the Prince of Darkness, and a warning to moms and dads about the Taylor Swift occult connection. It's my honor and privilege to welcome you back for our second interview this month, Jennifer Niza.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for having me. And more importantly, thank you for going over this this topic. It is important, just like you say. It's critical, in fact.
Amen. And I hopefully will begin to get into the hang of it, calling you Jennifer Niza correctly. And if anybody wants to hear Jennifer's testimony that we discussed last Thursday, go to ironsharpensironradio.com and go into the archives and type in the search engine Niza, which is spelled N-I-Z-Z-A, hence my mispronunciation of it, and you will get that interview, and eventually you'll get the link for this one we are conducting today. But Jen is also the host of the website xpsychicsaved.com. That's E-X-Psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, saved.com. And tell us about your podcast, Jen.
Sure. My podcast is xpsychicsaved Podcast, where I expose New Age and occult practices. I have guests on my show who also were in the New Age and the occult, including but not limited to astrology, numerology, yoga. We have a yoga episode. We have Reiki. And we are in season two now, so I'm excited about that. And I'm doing a lot of live streams now as well on my YouTube, and all the links to my social media platforms are on the website.
Great. And once again, that is xpsychicsaved.com. And we will, God willing, be repeating that later on in the program. Well, the occult and the dark spirit world, everything connected with Satan and his legions of demons, have not been strangers to pop culture as far as it's existed, basically. You had a period of time when I was growing up, and I believe it's still pretty dominant, but when I was growing up, it was very, very common for heavy metal bands to associate with the occult, even if it was just for camp, if it was just for a non-serious way of somehow bringing shock value to their music, gaining attention. From what I understand, even Kiss, who had a very evil appearance in their stage presence, in their music, the letters of the name Kiss, according to the band members, never stood for Knights in Satan's Service, but they still soaked up the attention of that dark appearance. And ironically, a lot of people might not know this. One of my favorite bands as a teenager, Black Sabbath, they obviously reveled in the dark occultic imagery and connection in their stage presence. But if you go to those early Black Sabbath albums, ironically, and I'm not saying this to recommend Black Sabbath to people, but if you go to their early albums, like Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, and other albums, if you look at the lyrics of the songs, they're actually, believe it or not, anti-devil and pro-God. In fact, on the very album cover of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, on the front cover, you see a man tied or somehow attached to a bed being tormented by demons. And on the back cover, you see this beautiful, tranquil picture of a man in a bed, very much at ease, being ministered to by angels. And one can only wonder, if you're looking at both pictures, which one the viewer, and of course the listener to the record, which one would they prefer having as their eternal state? But having said that, there is and continues to be an occult connection with music that is much more subtle and much more palatable to parents, to allow them to allow their children to listen to music that may have occult connections, perhaps in the lyrics or perhaps in the ideologies of the performers being listened to by their children and being watched in videos and so forth. I can remember my mom, going back to Black Sabbath, my mom actually, when I was a young kid, a pre-teen, I think, she stole my Black Sabbath t-shirt. And I can't remember if she said she burned it or threw it away, but I remember she was very much concerned for my soul, which is a good thing, obviously. But so tell us about some of these things that you want to highlight today. And I don't know if you want to begin with Taylor Swift or if you want to work up to Taylor Swift, but tell us about just perhaps even starting in general how these things may be present in it. Maybe the parents listening may be completely oblivious to them.
Well, I think we should start with Taylor Swift. Okay. Because she's, you know, the number one right now. And I praise God that a lot of other Christians are also sounding the alarm on what she's doing. She is probably one of the most deceiving people as well, because she comes out years ago kind of looking like a Christian, you know, sprinkling in the God word sometimes and seeming like a Christian. And then it's easy to be so deceived by that, right? She's the girl next door. She's pretty. She's maybe a Christian. And her music reflects everything but Christianity, and especially now. And the occult is seen in her. She's doing satanic rituals. Witchcraft is present in her songs. She had the song Willow, and they were on stage at the concert and in the music video for this song. And Willow, by the way, is used in spells, by the way. And they're dressed up with the robes and part of a coven, and you've got the pentagram and the whole thing. I mean, it's right there.
Oh, even the pentagram.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing is right there, right in front of your face. And so it's kind of interesting how it, if I can get you to think I'm a Christian, and then boom, I can put all of this out there and people defend her. Wow. I've never seen such an army of defenders, except for maybe the medical medium. It's like, it's unbelievable. People get, they call themselves Swifties, people that admire her and her music. And, you know, Chris, she's talented. She's definitely talented. She has a nice voice. Except the problem is that she is putting witchcraft out there. She is no role model for your children. She is no role model for your children. She has a song called Karma. Now, karma is a doctrine of demons. It includes reincarnation. It is not a Christian belief. It is not taught by the Holy Spirit. And she says in this song Karma, many, many, many cuss words. Okay, that's one thing. Then she says, karma is my boyfriend. Karma is my God, little g. No, karma is not your God. We have one true God in three persons. This is so deceiving. This is so disappointing. And people will say, well, she's not a witch. She's just doing this. You know, you kind of mentioned about the shock value. You know, maybe she's doing this for the shock value. She's doing it for the entertainment. They call her satanic rituals on the stage choreography. It's not those things at all. And even if she's not a witch, she's promoting it. I truly say that witchcraft goes hand in hand with sexual immorality. Mm-hmm. She's also a huge advocate for the LGBTQ. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Well, it doesn't shock me because nearly every single person in the music industry is, at least you would have very few that would publicly oppose it, regardless of their private opinions on the issue.
Right.
Or the issues, plural, I should say.
Right. But there you have it again, that she's claiming at some point in time, she's not claiming it now, but she was claiming to be a Christian. And again, you know, by their fruits, they'll be known.
I didn't know that. She's claiming to be a born-again Christian?
Not now, but there in the past, she was claiming to believe in God and claiming to be a Christian and a believer.
Was she from a Christian upbringing? Evangelical?
I don't think she was in an evangelical, but don't quote me on that one. I would have to
Because I believe Britney Spears was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor Britney. Oh, goodness.
Right.
So Swift has a song called You Need to Calm Down. And guess who she's talking to? Guess who needs to calm down, Chris?
Conservatives?
Christians.
Okay.
Yes, Christians. And this is a song about and geared towards the LGBTQ. And she actually in the video has kind of what looks more like caricatures of Christians, you know, coming up against the LGBTQ and holding up signs where they kind of look like they kind of look like hillbillies and they don't know how to spell words. They have these words that are misspelled on their signs and it's just blasphemy. There was somebody who was posing as what people tend to think, which of course we know, none of us know what Jesus looks like, but there's an idea in people's head of what he looks like, right? With the brown hair and that look, and this guy portraying what people think Jesus looks like with a transgender person handing him something that looks like communion. And he's a part of this LGBTQ in the video. It's just very blasphemous, honestly. And she's just putting this out there and she's just constantly putting this out there. But the problem with this is that, and this is what parents need to know, and this is what people who are following her need to know. Number one, this is not an attack on her. I just want to make that clear, really clear. It's not an attack on her at all. As a matter of fact, we need to pray for her. It's sounding the alarm on what she's promoting. So like I said before, even if she's not a witch, she's promoting it. She's promoting the LGBTQ. If she truly was a Christian, she would be warning people about these things, because hell is a real place and permanent. And out of the love of our hearts for Christ, for other people, for Christ and for others, right? We would be wanting to warn people about that.
Now, are you aware of her actual personal ideology. I'm not saying that if she is not an actual occult practitioner or believer in the occult or believer in Satanism, that that somehow makes what she's doing okay. I'm not saying that. But I'm just curious if you know anything about her personal ideology, her worldview, her religion, etc.
I don't know 100% where she stands with that, but I can, like I said, even if she's not going to confess herself as being a witch or anything like that, this is what we're seeing. We're seeing everything against God. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing these new age ideologies being promoted by Taylor Swift and even her speeches, Chris. I mean, she's having these speeches. She just did it. Oh gosh, it was Pride Month, I think. And people are blasting this all over Instagram currently. She was, you know, talking about how this is a, she wants it to be a safe space for everybody, you know, again, gearing it towards the LGBTQ.
Of course, so, not a safe space for evangelicals who you just previously mentioned. They're being mocked in one of her videos.
That's absolutely right. And she actually was quoted saying that it's important for people, it's important for voting. Make sure you vote because people in legislation, put people in the LGBTQ community at risk. At risk. So, you know, be careful who you vote for, because of course you don't want to vote for anybody that might have conservative Christian belief system. That
the left has discovered long time ago, actually, the power of the ideology of victimhood. And they use that in ingenious ways that have enabled them to gain such a stronghold everywhere. It's just absolutely mind-boggling how a tiny minority of people, and when you consider the trans issue, so-called, that's even a tinier fragment of society, and yet they've got so much power.
Right.
And it's because they've very effectively used victimhood. They've jumped on the bandwagon of the civil rights movement and tried to equate themselves as being no more different from the rest of society than people who have black skin, people who have brown skin, people who have yellow skin, people who have red skin, and people who are transgendered and people who are all of the letters of the LGBTQ acrostic or acronym. I forget which one that would be. But it's really that they, and then people can't even see through the deceit and the hypocrisy of them claiming to be victims, and yet they continually victimize others who disagree with them, even violently.
Absolutely right. That's right. Absolutely right. This is all just very devious, very manipulative, Chris, you know, and in particular, these artists, you know, just going back to that real quick, you know, leading people to anti-Christian behavior is, it's not love. It's not conducive to eternal life, of course. Nor is it conducive to an abundant life here, because what these people don't realize is that when you follow the evil one and you do the practices that the evil one wants you to engage in, I always say when you do something devilish, expect to get devilish consequences. And that's a really sad thing, because, of course, eternal condemnation is the ultimate destruction, right? And you think about Revelation 21:8. So let's, you know, go back there for a second with sorcery. They're going to be thrown into the lake of fire. It's the second death. If you care about somebody, do you want somebody to go there?
Right. Exactly. Of course.
Right. So that's the sad thing. So like I said, no matter where or what these people are claiming, and but like I said, Swift at this point seems to be claiming witchcraft more than anything else. I mean, even on Twitter. And they have this witch school that said, "Welcome to the tribe, Taylor Swift." And somebody had comment, "We're not Swifties anymore. We're witches." So this is what is being, this is the influence that she's having. Again, regardless of what she does when she closes the door, you know, when she goes home, this is the influence that she's having on masses of people.
And there are Christians who are taking their kids to Taylor Swift concerts. I've even seen in social media people letting everybody know that they've got the tickets to take their kids. But we have to go to our first commercial break. If anybody would like to join us on the air with a question of your own, send your emails to chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least city and state and country of residence. And please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Let's say you are one of these Christians who has not only been allowing your young children to listen to Taylor Swift, perhaps you are buying them the music for their birthdays or just everyday gifts that one would give their children, and you are completely fine with it, but then you are, or should I say you were completely fine with it initially, but then you are starting to have doubts and you are starting to regret what you've done, and perhaps you don't want to identify yourself. Well, we can completely understand a reason like that compelling you to be anonymous, but please, if it's a general question about the occult and pop culture, send in, include your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence, and send it to chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church, a Christ-centered, gospel-driven church looking to spread the gospel in the southwest portion of Long Island, New York, and play our role in fulfilling the Great Commission, supporting and sending for the spread of the gospel to the ends of the earth. We're delighted to be a part of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio advertising family. At Lynbrook Baptist Church, we believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the inspired word of God, inerrant in the original writings, complete as the revelation of God's will for salvation, and the supreme and final authority in all matters to which they speak. We believe in salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. This salvation is based upon the sovereign grace of God, was purchased by Christ on the cross, and is received through faith alone, apart from any human merit, works, or ritual. Salvation in Christ also results in righteous living, good works, and appropriate respect and concern for all who bear God's image. If you live near Lynbrook, Long Island, or if you're just passing through on the Lord's Day, we'd love to have you come and join us in worship. For details, visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org. This is Pastor Keith Allen of Lynbrook Baptist Church reminding you that by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. May the Lord bless you in the knowledge of Himself.
Hello, I'm Phil Johnson, Executive Director of Grace to You with John MacArthur. I've been a frequent guest on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, and I highly recommend this show. But today I want to tell you about one of its advertisers, Rare Document Traders. Far and away, my favorite source for quality Charles Spurgeon memorabilia. Are you looking for that special, unique Christmas gift for your pastor or missionary friend or a loved one? Why not purchase a piece of church history that any believer would cherish? Rare Document Traders is your one-step source for Spurgeon's handwritten manuscripts and letters, as well as other rare books and collectible items from church history. In 15 years that they've been in business, they've earned a stellar reputation in the Reformed community with thousands of satisfied customers all around the world, including me. Visit RareDocTraders.com today. That's RareDocTraders.com. and look for their upcoming Cyber Monday sales. Don't forget to mention you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That's RareDocTraders.com.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor. Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio has had a longtime partnership with our friends at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. They specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable for everyone. CVBBS has been a family-owned book service since 1987, operating out of Carlisle, Pennsylvania. They seek to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available or popular because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting materials promoted by the secular book vendors. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence at Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Order online at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Or you can order by phone at 1-800-656-0231. That's 1-800-656-0231. Please let our friends at CVBBS know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Here at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, praise God for the generous monthly financial support of Royal Diadem Jewelers, educated by and affiliated with the American Gem Society, Jewelers of America, and the Gemological Institute of America. For the perfect custom-designed engagement ring or any one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry created exactly according to your imagination and specifications, Royal Diadem Jewelers has you covered. No matter where you live in the world, Royal Diadem will walk you step-by-step through every stage of the process and even hold a high-tech internet virtual visit using state-of-the-art jewelry design technology to serve you. They start by listening carefully to determine your needs. They're interested in making what you want, not what they want to sell you. From rough design to digital model, to photorealistic image, to wax prototype model, to the finished product, they're continually listening to your input, likes and dislikes, making any changes necessary along the way. This will ensure that your custom jewelry will turn out exactly as you dreamed and well beyond your expectations. Visit royaldiadem.com. That's royaldiadem.com today. Sterling Vanderwerker, owner of Royal Diadem Jewelers, his wife Bronnie, his business partner and manager Brian Wilson, and the entire family thank you all for listening to, praying for, and supporting the work of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, RoyalDiadem.com is still offering Iron Sharpens Iron Radio this mind-blowing opportunity. They are going to give us 100% of the profits from any sale of jewelry to an Iron Sharpens Iron Radio listener, as long as that listener mentions Iron Sharpens Iron Radio when making their purchase. And we once again thank my dear friend Jerry Johnson, world-renowned Christian apologist, who is also a documentarian, most well-known for the documentary that he co-wrote and co-produced, Amazing Grace, The History and Theology of Calvinism. Jerry purchased his wife's birthday present not long ago from RoyalDiadem.com, a gorgeous diamond ring that she has been showing off in social media. And because he mentioned RoyalDiadem.com, because he mentioned Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to RoyalDiadem.com when he made the purchase, we received a check from RoyalDiadem.com for the full profits of that sale, which was quite a handsome check, I may add. So if you are either purchasing a piece of jewelry that they already have in stock at RoyalDiadem.com, or you're having a custom designed piece of jewelry created, please, we ask of you to go to RoyalDiadem.com soon, because we have no idea when they're going to pull the plug on this amazing offer where we get 100% of the profits if you mention Iron Trip and Zion Radio. So please, if you have last-minute Christmas gifts that you want to get, obviously that would involve a very quick purchase of something that they already have in stock at RoyalDiadem.com. But if you're having custom designed for Valentine's Day, you have a little bit more time. But please go to RoyalDiadem.com soon and mention Chris Arnson of Iron Trip and Zion Radio. So not only will you and your loved ones benefit from your purchase, but we will benefit as well. And it will help us to remain on the air by receiving that check from RoyalDiadem.com for 100% of the profits from that sale. That's RoyalDiadem.com. We're now back with Jennifer Niza, and we are discussing pop culture and the Prince of Darkness, and we have been highlighting Taylor Swift as being a significant figure in pop culture today that has included the occult in her music, in her videos, and so on. Now, would you like me to take a listener question right now, or do you want to continue finishing up something that you were saying before the break?
Oh, that's up to you, Chris. I'm fine either way.
All right.
I mean, I don't remember particularly what I was saying before the break. I mean, isn't that great?
All right.
But I didn't have a lot more to say about Ms. Swift, but I'm fine with taking a question.
Okay, we have Seth in Hummelstown, and a big shout out to Seth and his wonderful wife, Carrie, who have become regular financial supporters of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and who listen to the program regularly. Seth says, greetings, Chris and Jen. What are your views on the Harry Potter franchise? And that's an excellent question that will obviously open up a whole can of worms, because there are a lot of things in pop culture, whether it is in cinematic forms or in literature, that even some brilliant theologically sound theologians I know are big fans of some of it. Like, to give you an example, the Matrix movies series. I know people who believe in what you and I believe as far as our theology, who are Reformed Baptists and so on, who are big fans of things like that. And and they have no problem with Harry Potter. They have no problem with their smaller children watching every year, perhaps, The Wizard of Oz. And, you know, we could go on and on and on with things that may appear to be more tame. And the typical defense is, you know, we don't want to destroy our children's opportunities to be involved in creative fantasy and things like that when it comes to the world of make-believe. But what are your thoughts on Harry Potter? I'm not any kind of an expert on Harry Potter. I don't even think I've watched an entire Harry Potter movie, but I know some of the kids of my friends are absolutely infatuated with Harry Potter, but at the same time, they don't seem to have come to embrace or believe in actual occult practices and ideology. Of course, they're still young, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm not a fan of Harry Potter. I hate to be a bummer on that. and I just want to say thank you, Seth. Greetings to you back and your wife. I'm not a fan of Harry Potter, and I understand that the, you know, a lot of people will say, yes, it is just fantasy. I know adult Christians who watch it and defend it. But I lived in the world of the occult, and trust me, I don't think there's a demon behind every corner. I really don't. But the Harry Potter series is all about wizards and witchcraft. And here's the thing. This is what I think of, especially for children. Children don't have the foresight, the spiritual foresight, nor the spiritual protection that a born-again believer and a mature, of course, person would have, right? And it's fine to teach your children about these things if you want to use something as a, you know, a learning lesson or what have you. But I really believe that when you start putting those things into your mind, maybe the child isn't going to all of a sudden become a medium. But how do you know what's really going on for them? What if they're going through things in school? And we live in a culture right now that is plagued by the new age, okay, and witchcraft. We're seeing it all over in social media. If your kids are on social media, they're seeing it. One thing always leads to the next thing. And if they're vulnerable, they may look at the powers that they see these children having in these movies and be very enticed by it and want to have that power themselves, maybe to control something, a circumstance, for something to happen in their life. I'm very passionate about defending children because I was a child oppressed. Not from Harry Potter. Now, the other thing is J.K. Rowling, it is said, and I don't know this for sure, so please don't, don't attack me on this one, but it is said that it's possible that she used automatic writing for these books. They were written very, very quickly. And I believe that they're very lengthy, these books, very, very quickly and automatic. I think we touched on this when I was on with you, Chris, last week. Automatic writing is channeling, meaning that it's not you really writing down the information. It's demonic. You're in kind of like a trance-like state and you're getting information from an unclean spirit. And if that's the case, and that goes back to music too, because it is said that Stairway to Heaven, by the way, Led Zeppelin, was automatically written, admitted really? To be Robert Plant, automatically written, yes, as well as the Enneagram, the Enneatypes were automatically written. Also, the author of that admitted that, confessed it. So all that to say that automatic writing is a big, fat, hairy no-no.
Now, by the way, I don't know if I missed this or not. Did you say Robert Plant has publicly admitted to that?
I saw that on an article, and I can pull that up while we're talking.
Okay.
A great ministry is Good Fight Ministries. If you guys want to check them out on YouTube, they expose a lot of the musicians, particularly with the New Age. Okay. I'm pulling that up.
Well, while you're looking, I'll give our email address while you're looking. It's chrisarnson@gmail.com if anybody wants to join with your own question. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, dear, no, you're fine. But going back to Harry Potter, I'm definitely not a fan of Harry Potter. I do not support any imagery of witchcraft, divination, wizards. I just can't support that. I do believe that that's an open door, because what we think about goes into our hearts and what is in our hearts goes into our actions.
And you would include in that the aforementioned Wizard of Oz and things like that that have been family classics. Like, for instance, I can remember I loved the Wizard of Oz, and I still have the mental scar of my parents when I was a little kid. They had company over. I think it might have been my uncle and aunt or something, and they insisted on watching The Music Man one night at the same time The Wizard of Oz was on, and I remember crying my little eyes out. I hope I got smacked for that. But anyway, I'm only kidding, folks. But I'm not kidding about the occurrence, though. But I never, ever in my life, even though as a young child loved The Wizard of Oz, believed any of it was real. I never sought any kind of aid from good witches or anything like that. So, and I know that just because the majority of children don't ever, you know, really have any kind of long lasting attachment to something as being real when they watch a fantasy movie of some kind, that doesn't give necessarily a seal of approval on it. But so something that seems as innocent as that, you would even boycott that?
You know, I was in the occult, Chris. So right. For me, I would boycott it. Absolutely, 100%, I would. And I think we're also living in a different time now, too. I mean, first of all, I would like to, I found The Wizard of Oz extremely creepy, but that was me. And The Music Man, however, was great. But
So you're siding with my parents over that, huh?
I'm sorry, Chris. But we live in a culture now that is glamorizing witchcraft. It's glamorizing it. It's making it trendy. We live in a world with social media. I mean, TikTok, one of the biggest hashtags is witch talk. You can have a tarot card reading, dowsing rod reading, a pendulum reading. Angel card, whatever, what have you, psychic medium reading. Oh, and all the psychic mediums are on TikTok also. And this is at the click of a button. And this is what's going into the, I should say this is what's accessible. When we were children, okay, maybe we watched the movie, but then we weren't, you know, fiddling around on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, seeing a psychic every 2 seconds and getting the intrigue and maybe seeing something alluring about witchcraft. Like you said, you mentioned the Good Witch, and that's a thing, Chris. That's a lot of Wiccan people would consider themselves good witches. There's something called white witches, and the idea is that, well, after all, you're not trying to do spells on other people.
By the way, according to Black Lives Matter, all white women are witches. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. It's this idea that it gives witchcraft a good connotation and something that is okay to do as long as you're not trying to hurt other people or hurt people. You're just trying to draw things towards yourself. And we live in a world now with manifesting. The law of attraction is huge. Now, of course, you and I both know that these are just repackaged versions of the same old lies. That's what the devil does. Which I want to get to in a little bit about Taylor Swift with her song Invisible String. But I was looking up just to go back and let me see who this is from. This was the story behind Stairway to Heaven. And it says Jimmy Page and Robert Plant have publicly alluded to a number of their songs being channeled. In the case of Stairway to Heaven, they have undeniably stated it. Plant said that the lyrics were written in parentheses by his hand while he was unaware of what was happening to him. This is commonly known as automatic writing or channeling in spiritualist and occult circles.
Wow.
And it goes on to explain it. Yeah. So
I better tell the elders at my church to take that out of our hymnal then.
Yes. Good idea.
I always thought that it was a mockery of, somehow buying your way into heaven of some kind, just because as the lyrics actually tell you, I'm buying a stairway to heaven. But anyway,
Well, that kind of makes sense, though, wouldn't it? Because if it was channeled, we know that's not the way to get to heaven.
Right. But as I said, I thought it was a mockery, but I guess not.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's move on. By the way, thanks, Seth, and keep sending in those questions and tell your wife to send in some as well. Let's move on to more of the Taylor Swift connection that you wanted to mention.
Yeah, thank you. Because this really is such a big conversation that needs to be had, because she's influencing so many people, like we've already stated, but she's influencing them to sin. And she came up with this song, Invisible String, which
Invisible
is part
String,
of-
S-T-R-I-N-G?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Invisible String. And now, I don't know if you know this about Taylor, but Taylor is, and again, I am not saying this with any malice at all whatsoever. Taylor is a serial dater. And a lot of these occultic ideas that she has surround love and, being with, your soul, we get into all the New Age stuff, the soulmate.
Of course, most of the people in the Hollywood and music industry limelight are serial daters. Not to diminish the negative impact of that. I'm just saying that that's not unusual.
No, it's not. But here's the thing. When you're promoting these ideas, Chris, and this, is what you, and this is what you're doing, right? You're promoting these ideas. It provokes sin. So when you're telling people, so you see her with all these different loves of her life, right? So they're all soulmates. Is this invisible string wrapped around her? You know, the imaginary string, of course, which is based off of this a Chinese proverb, with the red, of course, with the red string, and red means something to them. And we see that with Kabbalah as well, with the red string. And again, this is all.
And Kabbalah would be the mystic writings that some Hasidic Jews are involved in.
Yes, yes, it's the yes. That's right. So, anywho, you have this idea, right? That's based off of that caused this this viral trend about the invisible string theory, the invisible thread theory. That says that you cross paths with somebody at some point in your life, right? Maybe you grew up near them. Maybe you went to school with them. Maybe you saw them at the grocery store. I don't know. And you could be married, but if you run into this person and you believe in this, let's say you're going through issues in your life, right? Or in your marriage, right? Now you've met so-and-so, and in terms, according to the Lord, of course, this is just adultery. But they'll think that, hey, well, things aren't going well there because that's not my invisible string. That's not my twin flame. That's not my soulmate. And you see, they think that they have this invisible string wrapped around like their pinky or their finger. And then it's wrapped around this other person. And the universe is going to bring you two together at some point in time because you've already crossed paths. And at the right time, the universe is going to bring you together. So your young ladies out there are listening to this, and if they believe in this, if they latch on to this idea, never mind that Taylor has had how many boyfriends already, I don't know how many strings, like I said, there are. What happens then if this is what they do? Let's say they're in a relationship, or they're in their young 20s, or they're in their 30s, and they have families, men and women, and they decide, well, things aren't working out here. So, but I see this person, and after all, it's so cool. We're just meant to be. And then that puts them into divorce and adultery. And that's just getting somebody into disobedience to God or cheating. And what about toxic relationships? Right. I mean, if after all, if you're soulmates, do you just stay in that situation? Then I'm not talking about married people. Of course, I'm talking about single people, because we know God hates divorce, but you know, are you staying in a toxic situation? And then how many people are your twin flame? You know, it just goes over and over. Doreen Virtue, a very good friend of mine, who is a former psychic saved by amazing grace of Jesus. She and I do a lot of videos together. We just recorded a video about that because, Chris, we were doing this in the New Age 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I wasn't doing it 40 years ago, but maybe Doreen was. But the cutting of the cords. These are New Age ideas that are constantly being repushed out there, repackaged by the devil and tricking the masses. And it's no wonder that he would use people like celebrities, right? And what's the trade-off? Money, fame, pride, and influencing lots of people to get them into sin. This is so dangerous. It's just so dangerous. The witchcraft practices, the occult practices, and these fake, these, and that's what they are. They're fake because they're not real. They're not of God. They're not true. These ideologies that lead these poor people, well, I say poor people, right? But lead people who are vulnerable and going through things away from God when they should be turning to God.
And I think we have time for one quick answer. Well, actually, if you can't finish your answer now, you can finish it after the midway break. We have Eloise in Hawk, Kansas. Hawk, just like the bird. And Eloise says, are you also suggesting that we take away Santa Claus from the children, even if we make sure the children know that this is just a fable and something that they can enjoy?
I'm definitely not in favor of Santa Claus. I'm sorry.
So I have to deflate the 12-foot Santa that's on my lawn right now?
No, you know what? No, you don't, because that's between you and the Lord.
I don't have that. I'm just kidding.
I know you're kidding, Chris, but I would tell the I'm sorry, what was her name?
Eloise from Hawk,
Eloise.
Kansas. Eloise.
Hawk, Kansas. Eloise. Hi, Eloise. Listen, am I suggesting that you would have to remove the fable of Santa Claus? Listen, again, that would be between you and the Lord. What you want to do about Santa Claus. Santa Claus is not the truth, and Christmas is not about any of that. And I understand you think that it's about, you know, kids having fun, believing in these things. But I feel that as a Christian parent, now I was not a Christian when my child was young, she's still young, 22. But if I had young children now, we're set apart. I don't need to be their best friend. I don't need to be, you know what I'm trying to say? I would be more concerned with keeping Christmas about what Christmas is about. And that's Jesus. And why can't you have fun? I'm going to sound like a grandma now, like a Christian grandma or something. why can't it be fun, you know, going out there and helping other people or giving gifts, you know, going to the, even if you go to the dollar store and get gifts and you put, you know, the boxes that we would put the gifts in and send to other countries, make it fun for those kids to give presents to little children that have nothing. What about baking or some traditions you may have that are your family traditions? I think you can do lots of fun things. Oh, boy, I feel terrible now. But that's where I stand. So.
Well, if that's what you believe, that's what you got to say. But we have to go to our midway break, though. Are you, if you want to continue your thought, please do it when we return. And please remember, folks, this is the longer than normal break. Please be patient with us. Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires a longer break in the middle of the show so they can localize this program geographically with their public service announcements to Lake City, Florida, where they're located, while we simultaneously air our globally heard commercials. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Rees of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth Love Parent and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth Love Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest in buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I am Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget about a book that I think should be of great interest to many people who are interested in the theme that we're discussing today. That is carried by solid-ground-books.com, that I think that everyone listening should order. The book is called Satan Cast Out, A Study in Biblical Demonology, and that is by the late Frederick Leahy. And this book contains such chapters as Angels, Good and Evil, Satan's Present Position, The Strategy of the Enemy, Our Adversary the Devil, The Witness of the Old Testament to Demonic Activity, The Witness of the New Testament to Demonic Possession, Christ and the Demons, Demonic Activity since New Testament times, Demon Possession and the Authority of Scripture, Christianity and Occultism, The Challenge of the Demons to the Church of Christ, Appendices, and more. So, if you want to get that book, it's actually being offered in a bundle of five books, including that one, by the late Frederick Leahy. And you could go to solid-ground-books.com, solid-ground-books.com. Please mention that you heard about them from Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And please let me repeat, solid-ground-books.com is experiencing a crisis financially. They are experiencing a very serious slump in sales. And since they are a crucial, a vital, a primary, a premier financial supporter of this show through their advertising, I'm urging everybody to go to solid-ground-books.com and make a purchase today if you've purchased many times before Please make today your largest purchase. And if you've never purchased from solid-ground-books.com before, make today your first purchase. And please visit solid-ground-books.com frequently and purchase generously, always mentioning that you heard about them from Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And please keep in mind, you're not only going to be doing solid-ground-books.com a favor by buying books from them, and you're not only going to be doing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a favor by keeping one of our most important advertisers happy, you're going to be doing yourself and anyone for whom you are purchasing books from solid-ground-books.com an enormous favor of incalculable value, because they bring back into print and also publish for the very first time nothing but the finest in Christian literature dating back to the 16th century Protestant Reformation and extending forward to our modern day, including such current authors as Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. That's solid-ground-books.com. And please don't forget to mention Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And speaking of Dr. James R. White, please mark your calendars, because he is going to be our guest 2 days in a row. In fact, next week, next Thursday and Friday, the 28th and 29th of December, Dr. White will be joining us for a double dose of Dr. White, and he will be discussing a number of issues that are pressing upon his heart, that are burning issues facing the church and the world today. And he'll also be promoting the many speaking engagements that he has lined up, especially in early 2024, which include a number of debates that he's doing. So please mark your calendars, and I hope you join us. Also, folks, before I return to Jen Niza, our guest today, I have some important announcements to make. Please, folks, if you really love the show and you don't want us to go off the air, I'm urging you, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card. If you prefer snail mail, sending a physical check to a physical address from your post office, there will also be a physical address that appears on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can mail your checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If you want to advertise with us, whatever it is, as long as it's compatible with what I believe, I would love to help you launch an ad campaign, because we're just as much in urgent need of your advertising dollars as we are in your donations. So send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put advertising in the subject line. I almost jumped the gun with the I need a church. Then also remember, folks, please, if you are giving financially to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, never cut into the finances that you have set aside specifically to give to your own church where you're a member on the Lord's Day in order to bless us. In other words, never give your own church where you're a member less money than you normally give your church in order to bless us. And also, if you're really struggling to survive and make ends meet, please wait until you're back on your feet and more stable financially before you send us a gift. The Bible is clear that we are primarily to use the finances with which he has blessed us. After all, it is his money, actually. We're primarily to use that money to support our church and our family. And sponsoring, or should I say, donating to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is not a command of God. But if you love the show, you don't want it to disappear, and you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to support church and family, and you have extra money in the bank collecting interest, extra money for benevolent, recreational, or trivial purposes, please, if you love the show, share some of that money with us so we can continue to broadcast. And that is ironsharpensironradio.com. Click support, then click to donate now. Now I can tell you, if you are without a church home that is biblically sound, send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put I need a church in the subject line. I may be able to help you find a church, even if you live in other parts of the world outside of the USA, as I have done with many people spanning the globe in our audience, sometimes finding churches for them within minutes from where they live, I may be able to help you too if you are in that situation. So send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put I need a church in the subject line. And that is also the email address where you can send in a question to my guest today, Jen Niza, and we are talking about the occult connection with pop culture. And our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least city and state and country of residence. Jen, you were going to say something. We were talking about in reply to, I think it was Eloise, in, I think it was Hawk, Kansas. She was asking if you believed we should kick Santa Claus out of our homes, and you were in the middle of responding, and I think you had something else to say about that.
Oh, did I? I thought I finished that.
Oh, maybe you did. Maybe you did. But you were like, it sounded like you were going to say something else then, and I had to cut you off.
No, you didn't cut me off. It was fine. And I hate to be, you know, I hate to sound like the bad guy with with Santa, but that's just where I stand with Santa. I'm not a fan. So, but everybody should do as, you know, everybody should bring these things up before the Lord and not go to man, but go to God and see what God says about these matters. I'm just your friendly former psychic medium.
And with emphasis on the former.
And yes, that's right. Absolutely right.
Okay, so we have Brody, who is in Maple, Wisconsin. And Brody says, we could go on and on in this, throwing books out of our libraries and throwing out DVDs and videos. I was wondering what your guest thinks about A Christmas Carol, that classic movie and book that has fascinated and entertained young and old alike for decades. You know, because of the ghosts, right? The ghosts of Christmas past, Christmas present, and Christmas future, whereas I think the ghost of Christmas future was the good ghost, if you could call something like that good. But anyway, what do you think about that? That's a very good question, actually.
Yeah, I don't remember. I wasn't the Grim Reaper. Wasn't there a scene with the Grim Reaper also where showing the future death? Or am I in the wrong movie?
Well, I think that one of the ghosts perhaps is often depicted that way.
Okay. Yeah, I thought that. Oh boy. I mean, listen, when you're a child, or let's just say you're an unbeliever and you're watching something like that. And this is something I was going to say. I think it ties in a little bit. Where do you think, if you watch something like that, do you believe then that, because I'm trying to think of that movie. So the guy from the ghost from the past comes, right, and shows him the things that he used to do that were terrible. And the present, and it's kind of like bringing this person to an awareness of what his fate's going to be if he continues to stay awful, what
right,
he has
right.
to lose.
And I think because I am 61 and I'm getting senile, but I think the ghost of Christmas past was actually pointing out warm-hearted, wonderful things from his childhood. And then the ghost from Christmas present, where he was being such a nasty and stingy and greedy boss and all that kind of thing, was more pointing out the bad things he was doing. And then the ghost of Christmas future was pointing out his scary fate if he continued in the same path.
Well, then, you know what? It was a good question, right? Between you and I, we just barely remember this movie, but, regardless, I think the point is this: if you are not a firm believer, right, and you know the Bible and you know what God says, it's very easy to get swept up in any movie, in any idea. You know already, guys, I am not a fan of ghosts, okay, or any right. depiction of ghosts, because I believe that it could lead somebody astray from what is true. Now, if it's something that, okay, your children see it, or they see the cartoon version or something like that, and you want to sit down with them and say, listen, this is not how it goes. First of all, there are no ghosts. And if you want to go through that, that's a great because I'm not suggesting that you keep your children or you keep yourself out of the world. I mean, we know Jesus Christ said that, you know, he prayed for us to be protected while we're in the world, not for us to be removed from it. And we certainly could use these things to educate people. But it's not about what something makes us feel. As a matter of fact, isn't that kind of a danger? I mean, I think of Jeremiah 17:9. Hearts are wicked and deceptive, wicked and sick, right? So I don't think it should be about what we feel that shouldn't trump no political meaning there. Shouldn't trump the truth of God? So I think that has to be used discernment. And of course, what I would do may be different than what you would do, because I do have a past in this, and I would hate to see anybody walk through the door that I walked through and was believing in and lured away, you know, lured into the darkness of Satan for so many years. I just would hate that. And let's not just say casually that these things couldn't do it, that these movies, that this music couldn't be the one thing that leads to something else in the New Age and the occult, especially with the climate that we live in today and the world that we live in today with so much tension and witchcraft and everything else. People are looking for something to not just fantasize about, but they're looking for help and they're looking for comfort and they're looking for answers. And if they believe those three ghosts from Ebenezer Scrooge, whatever, if they believe that's okay, that's what I need to do, rather than come to Christ and get a new heart and repent and live for him. I know I get very passionate about it, but that's just how I feel about that type of thing. And I want to say, I remember back in the day, I don't know about you, Chris, but I remember my mother telling us when we were young, I don't know if I can say this on here, but you know, like that pot was like a gateway drug. No, you know, but in the New Age, there's always a gateway.
Right.
You know, it could be practicing yoga. It could be watching a reading. It could be watching a movie about ghosts or witchcraft. And then that brings your mind to another thing, to another thing. Or then you see a new practice or a different celebrity and you just go down that road. One thing leads to the next. I said before, it's like potato chips. You can't just have one. It's always going to be more. But, and I don't mean to make light of it, but there are gateways into the occult. And yes, we need to have a balance to that. So please know, like I said in the beginning, I'm not saying there's a demon behind every corner, but there is a balance to it. We need to be praying about it. We need to be taking these things before the Lord and use discernment and not go overboard one way or the other, right?
Right. And of course, we have to be, I'm assuming you agree, depending upon how mentally and spiritually dangerous something is, you know, there are some things that are obviously more overtly evil and vile than others, more obviously sinister and satanic than others. Don't you agree that we have to be very careful about judging brothers and sisters in Christ on what rules they lay down in their own households, what they include and what they eliminate, and on and on. With the exception, I'm saying, with something that you could really unequivocally say, this is promoting satanic ideals.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And I hope that's coming across and why I keep saying you need to go to God with that yourself and bring it before the Lord. And that's between you and God and your discernment. But I love you one way or the other, as a sister in Christ, assuming that we're in the family of Christ. I love you. And it's not my place to, of course, judge somebody. If it's something that is going directly against God, then we need to tell each other. We know that. But if it's, you know, gently and with love, all I can say is that I'm here to warn people, and that's all. But what you do is what you do. But I can warn people because I lived in that life, and it's beyond dark. It's evil. It's oppressive, and it leads straight to hell. And I'm just going to be straightforward about that.
Amen. Well, before I go to any more listener questions, I just want you to continue highlighting some of the things that you wanted to bring to the attention of parents about pop culture and the Prince of Darkness, because we could go on and on asking your opinion about this book or that movie or what that song, or, you know, perhaps you could just focus for a little bit before we take any more listener questions on what you most want to highlight.
Okay. Thank you. That's awesome. Because you know what I was thinking about while we were on break? I was thinking about how when children, and let's all think back as to when we were teenagers, right? I mean, I was a Madonna fan. I wasn't saved, by the way. But I was a Madonna fan, and I remember wanting to dress like her, certain things like her, right? And then how music would make me feel. I was a big Doors fan. I didn't, thank God, go off into a desert and do all kinds of acid trips or whatever. But I mean, you know, but you're influenced by who you're watching and who you're listening to. And unfortunately for the youth who, especially if they don't have Jesus, right, they're still looking for that, their purpose. They're looking, they have insecurities, they have identity issues, right? So now they're looking up to these people and they're telling them, just like Swift and, you know, Beyonce and Lady Gaga, who will more outwardly do these, well, I shouldn't say more outwardly because Swift is very out there with these blatant demonstrations, right? So you're looking at these people and they're saying, hey, listen, we support witchcraft. We support, well, they're not saying it, but by their actions, you know what I mean? New Age ideologies. Is this how you attain things in life? And they have money, they have surgeries, they have trainers, they have, you know, they're setting this worldly standard that these young folks want to start living up to. And then are they buying into these ideas that this is how you get things in life? And are those the things that you should even want? Are those the things that you should even have? Is that the way it should go? And it made me think of back in the day, I was a big, for a while, Tom Brady fan, New England Patriot. And I found out that he, and at the time he was married to Gisele, and she had altars made for him. They were manifesting all this witchcraft. And I was thinking all the young men that aspired to have been like him and all these wins that he had, there's always power and there's always something that demons can do and influence and make things happen. Trust me, they can. And of course, we know that it's fleeting, it's temporary, and it's a false sense of fulfillment because only God can offer that. But it's desirable, it's attractive. These are romantic ideas. And is that what you want your kids? Is that the road you want them to go down? Is that what you want them thinking? We know it's all a lie. And like I said, it just goes down a very dark, dark, dark place. And we're seeing it more and more where they're, again, glamorizing. I don't know if I had mentioned this the last time when I was on, but even Vanessa Hutchins, who was the sweet girl next door from High School Musical back in the day, you know, probably about, I don't know, a little less than 20 years ago, maybe. And now she's out there with, you know, she was out there with Gigi Hadid and they were with their ghost hunting paraphernalia at cemeteries and making a documentary about witches in Salem. Hey, I'm just going to embrace. That's what she said. She was on Kelly Clarkson, Vanessa Hutchins. I'm just going to embrace this gift. I mean, that's what we all think in the New Age. That's what we all were told in the New Age community and in witchcraft, that you actually have a gift. See, so you have to understand there's a very dark and sinister agenda that can be dressed up and, you know, made to look like something it's not very easily by the evil one. It's very, very, very dangerous.
By the way, I just wanted to quick, because you mentioned the Salem witch trial, I wanted to quickly announce that Paul Jaley, the founder of the Plymouth Rock Foundation, who was scheduled to be on the show next Friday to give a critique and a reply to Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing the Witches, which is about the execution of people accused of witchcraft in Salem, Massachusetts, where Bill O'Reilly totally broad brushes and overstates the case against the Puritans, even to the point of slander. Paul has, out of necessity, moved his interview date to January 23rd. So I just want to make sure that our listeners are aware of that, who may have been looking forward to the discussion next Friday. by the way, I was wondering, I was wondering if you knew anything about the response, if any, from Taylor Swift or any pop icons to the more grotesquely, overtly satanic performance by homosexual Sam Smith at the Grammys, where he was actually had a, you know, a musical performance dressed like Satan and all kinds of sexual imagery going on. Have you heard of any negative response to that, or even supportive, by pop icons? Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I'm a little bit familiar with what you're talking about. Yes, that he had done some sort of what I had heard, some sort of witchcraft demonstration.
It was a musical piece, but it was disgusting. Mm-hmm. It was giving the appeal. I don't know what his ideology is, but he was behaving mm-hmm. in such a manner where you would think this man actually worships Satan.
And probably does. I'm sorry. I don't know that for sure. But no, I'm not aware of the responses outside of my own pastors in church. But, celebrity wise. But you brought up something interesting. You said that. Did you say that he was wearing a satanic mask, or
he was dressed in red with horns on his head and a top hat? Okay. The horns were actually coming out of the top hat.
Because Taylor Swift actually wore a devil mask in a couple of her videos. I'll see if I wrote down which one it was. I don't think I did, but she wears it in a couple of her videos. And I just think to myself, could this not be any more in your face? It's like, could it not be any more in your face? You know, but
any opinion on, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, any opinion on which, maybe they're equally as dangerous, but which is more dangerous to the minds and hearts and souls of humans, especially the unregenerate, the more overt satanic performance like this sodomite Sam Smith at the Grammys, or the more subtle and palpable inclusion of a cult that would come in more of a stealth manner and maybe go right over the heads of people?
Mm-hmm. I think that one, because you see what happens is when you have these overt demonstrations, what's happening is people are going to laugh it off. They're going to say we're judgy Christians. They're going to say that's ridiculous. You know, that's just a performance. That's just entertainment. No big deal. It's when you have the more subtle and convincing, because that to me, I mean, I can spot that a mile away, you know, that's just horrible. Those bold presentations. But like I said, other people are going to say no, no, no. And they think the devil is, you know, a big joke. But then when you have people, like I mentioned before, even Taylor Swift, when she's adding things about love, now going into things that seem your regular topics, things that people are yearning for, that's a problem. Vanessa Hudgens with her conversation on Kelly Clarkson, though she's talking about doing these witchy things, there she is, just, you know, looks nice, looks like the gal next door sort of deal, right? And it's just having a conversation. So it's not wearing the devil mask, and it's not with the red horns. It's somebody that you really liked and that you really maybe looked up to when you were a child. So, yeah, I would say that is probably more dangerous. But again, as a former psychic medium, it's all horrible. It's just horrible. And it's very sad now as a Christian, as a believer, sitting back and seeing it with my eyes open. Just seeing, and you know the deception, you know the danger of this, and we've just got to pray that people don't fall prey, P-R-E-Y, to it.
Okay, we have Abigail in Lavender, Washington, who asks, do you have any problem with dark images of ghosts and demons and the devil in either literature, movies, or music where it is clear they are being portrayed as the evil to be avoided, and perhaps there is the good element that has victory over that?
I would need an example of where they're being portrayed to be, well, I guess, avoided. And do I have an issue with the images? Well, here's what I think about that. What we watch, what we look at, goes into our minds, right? So if you're telling me, you're giving me a show and you're showing me these pictures of demons and say, hey, don't go near this. This is what a demon, you know, looks like or whatever. I don't need to look at that. I don't need to look at that when I have Christ. I don't need to look at that. I have the Holy Spirit. I have discernment. And I am somebody who has seen demons. So I don't necessarily need to make a picture book of those demons to tell you to avoid them. You'll know if you see one, and you need to get on your prayer post immediately, mm-hmm. should that happen, right? And be praying and put the armor of God on and use the spiritual weapons that the Lord has given us, that he tells us about in the Bible. So I know I feel like I'm such a bad guy today, Chris, on this. Do you have a problem with this, Jen? Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have as our guest today Debbie Downer, and we hope that you send her a perfect. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No. I was just doing the. That's the. What did they play that music whenever? That was a Saturday Night Live skit, and they play like the music when they show our face.
A perfect example of what Abigail is writing about is something I'm not so much into these movies now, but when I was a little kid, boy, did I love the old fashioned horror movies. I'm not talking about modern day slasher movies where you, seeing young women being decapitated and things like that. I'm talking about Boris Karloff movies, Bela Lugosi movies. From the early 20th century, where compared to today, they're absolutely tame. And there was always a good triumphs over evil theme. Is that necessarily something that gets you troubled and gets you in protective mode and wanting to avoid anything even like that?
Well, I'll be just bowing out of the show right now. No, I'm only kidding. See you later. Somebody's hit the gong. I gotta go. Again, I don't have small children, so I'm not even, or thank God I don't have grandchildren at this juncture. But so as far as protective mode, if I'm watching something myself, I have so much discernment on this. I don't tend to watch a lot of, I don't watch TV and I'm not judging anybody who does. I just would give my warning, be careful. Fantasy, if you look at the movies or plays or things like that, is fantasy. Okay, something lighthearted, but you should be able to discern what's going on there. So though something might give you a good feeling, like I said earlier, or you're talking about good triumphs, evil, as long as you know what good and evil really are and who God is and, do your walk with the Lord. So I'm not really trying to be a Debbie Downer about everything.
Let me guess. The reason why you don't watch TV anymore is because you always know the end of the shows before they begin.
I am a former psychic. I have repented, sir.
Yes, I know. We have to go to our last commercial break. And if you want to join the discussion with your own questions, send it now to chrisarnson@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Have you noticed the gap that exists between the Sunday morning sermon and the Sunday school classroom or the small group study? So often we experience great preaching from the pulpit, but when it comes time to study God's word in those smaller settings, well, let's be honest, it leaves a lot to be desired. It seems like it is nearly impossible to find good curriculum out there today that is true to the Word of God and is built upon sound doctrine. Much less, it's hard to find curriculum that will actually teach people how to study the Bible.
Hi there, my name is Jordan Tu, and I am the executive director of the Baptist Publishing House. Our ministry is dedicated to providing local churches with sound Bible study resources. Our quarterly curriculum is titled The Baptist Expositor, and for a good reason. We are Baptist, and we exegete the scriptures. If you want to have a curriculum that teaches your people how to study the Word of God, I invite you, go to our website, download a free study, BaptistPublishingHouse.com. May God bless you.
It's such a blessing to hear from Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners from all over the world. Here's Joe Riley, a listener in Ireland, who wants you to know about a guest on the show he really loves hearing interviewed, Dr. Joe Moorcraft.
I'm Joe Riley, a faithful Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener here in Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, going back to 2005. One of my very favorite guests on Iron Sharpens Iron is Dr. Joe Moorcraft. If you've been blessed by Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Dr. Moorcraft and Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, are largely to thank, since they are one of the program's largest financial supporters. Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming is in Forsyth County, a part of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Heritage is a thoroughly biblical church, unwaveringly committed to Westminster standards. And Dr. Joe Moorcraft is the author of an 8-volume commentary on the larger catechism. Heritage is a member of the Hanover Presbytery, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, and tracing its roots and heritage back to the great Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. Heritage maintains and follows the biblical truth and principles proclaimed by the Reformers. Scripture alone, grace alone, faith alone, Christ alone, and God's glory alone. Their primary goal is the worship of the triune God that continues in eternity. For more details on Heritage Presbyterian Church of Cumming, Georgia, visit heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. That's heritagepresbyterianchurch.com. Or call 678-954-7831. That's 678-954-7831. If you visit, tell them Joe Riley, an Iron Sharpens Iron radio listener from Athy in County Kildare, Ireland, sent you.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnson has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reformed Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Uvinio, and thanks for listening.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joe Moorcraft, pastor of Heritage Presbyterian Church in Cumming, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Anthony Uvinio, founder of TheReformRookie.com and co-founder of New York Apologetics, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tim Bushong of Syracuse Baptist Church in Syracuse, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Eli Ayala, founder of Revealed Apologetics and staff member with the Historical Bible Society, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Josh Miller of Grace Bible Fellowship Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Joe Bianchi, president of Calvary Press Publishing in Greenville, South Carolina, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jake Korn of Switzerland Community Church in Switzerland, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Brian McLaughlin, president of the SecureCom Group and an enthusiastic supporter of Chris Arnzen's Iron Sharpens Iron radio program. The SecureCom Group provides the highest level of security, closed-circuit television, access control, and communication systems for Manhattan's top residential buildings, as well as churches, commercial properties, municipalities, and more. We custom install exactly what you need to protect yourself, including digital recording, off-site viewing, and connectivity from most smart devices. From simple code-activated systems to the latest technology using facial recognition, the SecureCom Group has it. We also provide the latest in intercom and IP telephone systems. In addition, we provide superior networking platforms. We'll create, maintain, and secure your local network. Whether it's a Wi-Fi or hardwire network, we'll implement the latest secured firewall, endpoint solutions, and cloud backup. I would love to have the honor and privilege of helping protect the lives and property of Iron Sharpens Iron radio listeners and their associates. For more details on how the SecureCom Group may be of service to you with the very latest in security innovations, call 718-353-3355. That's 718-353-3355. Or visit securecomgroup.com. That's securecomgroup.com. This is Brian McLaughlin of the SecureCom Group, joining Chris Arnzen's family of advertisers to keep Iron Sharpens Iron radio on the air.
Puritan Reformed is a Bible-believing, kingdom-building, devil-fighting church. We're devoted to upholding the apostolic doctrine and practice preserved in Scripture alone. Puritan Reformed teaches men to rule and lead as image-bearing prophets, priests, and kings. We teach families to worship together as families. Puritan is committed to teaching the whole counsel of God so that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea. We sing the Psalms, teach the law, proclaim the gospel, make disciples, maintain discipline, and exalt Christ. This is Pastor David Rees of Puritan Reformed in Phoenix, Arizona. Join us in the glorious cause of advancing Christ's crown and covenant over the kings of the earth. Puritan Reformed Church. Believe, build, fight. PuritanPHX.com.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And please, folks, make note of the new website for Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey. It is gcbc-nj.org. GCBC for Grace Covenant Baptist Church -nj.org. And please disregard the website that was mentioned in the commercial. Also, I want to remind you, you've been hearing the commercials for the Historical Bible Society every day in the show for years. I want to remind you that that fine ministry was founded by its president, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, one of my closest friends dating back to the early 1990s. And if you are ever the victim of a serious personal injury, accident, or medical malpractice, please call Dan, no matter where in the United States you live, no matter which state of the 50 states you live in America, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-NOW-HURT, or visit Dan's website, 1-800-NOW-HURT.com. Which is the website for Buttafuoco and Associates. And please always mention that you heard about Buttafuoco and Associates from Chris Aronson of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We have Ibrahim in Moonlight, Indiana. And Ibrahim says, is there not a danger, especially when you're talking about teenagers, to cause rebellion in them and perhaps wanting them to cut themselves off from their parents and family life if we are overly aggressive at trying to remove some of their favorite music and other things from their lives? Are you there, Jen?
You keep freezing. You keep freezing.
That's interesting. Well, let me repeat it. Ibrahim...
Hello?
Can you hear me? Jen?
I can hear you now, yes.
Okay.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I always heard you.
Oh.
Do I need to repeat the question from Ibrahim or Ibrahim?
I'm so sorry. No, you don't need to repeat the question. I think I have the gist of the question there. Is there a concern with, you know, the kids getting rebellious if you get too strict?
Especially if they're teenagers, and, you know, teenagers are always trying to do something rebellious, but rebellion can come in various forms. It could be relatively tolerable rebellion, but then you have rebellion of running away from home, doing drugs and alcoholism, you know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that you have to, you know, I'm a parent also, and something I always did, I was saved 10 years ago, and 10 years ago, so my daughter was still young, and I picked my battles, something I learned from my own mom, picking my battles and using that discernment and going to God with, you know, what lines to draw and what, you know, what was an absolute no-no and what was something that I could sit there and teach them about. And we guide our children according to the Lord, right? According to his word, and we do the best that we can. So I'm not at all suggesting that you say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. Just be very careful about, you know, while you still have them there, while you actually still have them there and you have these opportunities, and talk it out with them, share your concerns with them. And they're probably going to roll their eyes up in the back of their head and say, oh, you know, no, it's all fine or whatever. But use that as an opportunity. I hope I'm answering the question sufficiently, because end of day, I still can't tell anybody, you know, what to do. And I agree with you, Chris, with what you said. I think that if it's something so terrible like that, you have to really be careful. You're not going to just, you know, give the green light for everything.
Right. And, you know, I'm not a parent, but from every pastor and parent I know, they believe that with caution, parents should give an increasing level of freedom and liberty. And as the child grows into teen and adulthood, that they have to be treated more and more like adults, as long as they are acting responsibly in a reasonable fashion and not just being total rebels where they're destroying their lives through promiscuous sex and drugs and alcohol and what have you. But I would like you, because we only have a few minutes left, to really summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today, and you have about 2 minutes to do so.
I would say to be aware of what's going on. Be aware that the entertainment industry is not just for entertainment. And though you don't need to go to extremes, you do need to be aware. Don't be spiritually ignorant of what the enemy's agenda is. Look at what's going on. And when you're seeing people with their devil masks, whether it's as blatant as that, or they're listening to these songs while these artists are promoting other anti-Christian actions and belief systems, just be extremely careful, be aware, speak to your children, educate them. No, you don't have to take them out of the world. You're not going to take them out of the world, but you certainly could share the truth with them and educate them, because lo and behold, witchcraft, the occult, and New Age ideologies do lead to destruction in the here and the now, and of course, for eternity. So please be aware of that and take it from somebody who lived many years in that darkness, the kingdom of darkness, and Satan is the ruler of it. And people are destroying other people. Remember, when we sin, we're not just hurting ourselves, we're hurting other people too. So just please be aware of that. And of course, you want your children to have a good life, and a good life is when we live according to the word of God. So I would just pray that for all of you out there. And I hope that gets across.
Amen. And don't forget about Jennifer Neese's website, xpsychicsaved.com. That's xpsychicsaved.com. And don't forget also, folks, if you are a man in ministry leadership, I invite you to the next biannual free Iron Sharpens Iron Radio Pastor's Luncheon on June 6th in 2024 at Church of the Living Christ in Perry County, Pennsylvania. And it features Dr. Joel Beakey, world-renowned Puritan expert and author and conference speaker and pastor and founder of Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Thursday, June 6th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Perry County, Pennsylvania. If you want to register for free, just send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com. I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.